You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world." I love pastoring. God's called me to pastor. I know God's called me. I love it. I just love everything about it. Let me tell you what this week's going to be. There's a call on my desk right now. It's going to be adultery this week. There's going to be one or two or three cases of adultery every week. This family that I'm dealing with is not members of our church, but there'll be adultery this week. There'll be drunkenness this week. I don't even tell my wife. I don't go home ever and tell her anything like this. But there'll be drunkenness this week. There'll be drugs this week. It's every week. Brother Luke, you said to me, "Pastor, it seems like your life is out of control. Who do you go to?" I have to go to God. There's going to be loss of job this week. There's going to be divorce papers this week. You name the sin, it's just prevalent. I told the mayor, I was at her funeral recently. Last year, she passed away, and she's a wonderful lady, just a wonderful lady, and she's younger than I, but she passed away with cancer. And I told her she was a lawyer, and I would refer to her throughout the many years I was here. I'd refer clients to her. And after a while, one week, I called her two or three times to give her, "I need you to talk to this family about their marriage. I need you to talk to them. They're getting divorced." And I said, you must think I got a terrible church, because it just seems like everybody has trouble." I'll never forget what she said. "No, Pastor, you don't have a terrible church. You have a great church." Amen. She loved this church. She loved us. She was always good to us. She said, "No, you don't have a terrible church. You have a great church. But you're dealing with people. And when you deal with people, you're dealing with sin. I don't know what sin you committed this week. I don't know what sin you're involved with right now." My son and I were talking on the phone last night. He is a pastor down in Arizona. And I said, "Son, I don't think it's possible. I don't think it's possible. I don't think it's possible for a teenager or a young man or a young lady or anybody in this auditorium to have a phone and not have pornography show up on it. I don't think it's possible." Now, I happen to have a phone, and I'm not hooked into all the internet, so I don't know how to do all that Facebook, and I don't know how to do computers. But every one of you have probably looked at pornography this week, or the vast majority of you have. And I'm going to tell you something. Your marriage will never be the same. You're hooked. But for God so loved the world. God didn't see us as righteous. He didn't come to call the righteous to repentance. Luke 19:10. He came to call sinners. And whether it's sin that just sort of falls in your lap, and there all of a sudden is the alcohol, there all of a sudden is the drugs, there all of a sudden is the pornography, there all of a sudden is the sin of this woman, this man, or whatever it might be, but when God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sin.
Amen.
Because when we were without strength, in due time, God sent his son. Born of a virgin. God sent his son for mankind. Can you imagine creating all of us? Yeah. Creating an Andrew Reimers, a Brother Everson, a Brother Martinez, a Brother Flood, a Brother Fanera, and creating us? And then we sin in our mortal bodies and we sin against the God that created us. And then God said, I'm sending my son and he is going to die for your sin. The Bible says, for God so loved the world. God loves this world. Muhammad doesn't love this world. Confucius doesn't love this world. Religion doesn't love this world. But God so loved the world that he gave. Love is not love unless love gives. Everything God created gives. The sun, 196,000 miles away, the sun gives. Well, we're not freezing to death today because the sun gives. The Midwest is freezing today. It's below zero there. But God, the sun gives. The moon gives light at night. The stars, they give. The trees, they give. They give fruit. They give shade. Everything that God, the water, it gives. The mountains, the snow. Everything that God made gives, man takes. But God so loved the world that he gave. And what he gave was his only begotten son, who is God. God loved you so much. God loved me so much that he said, I love you so much. Here in his love, not that we loved him, 1 John 4:10, but that he loved us and he gave himself for us. Jesus Christ came. He lived. He died. And yet I heard this week or last week, different people on the radio, the news, talking about how they're religious leaders, but their religious leadership is not Jesus Christ. It's all about sin and corruption. They're marching for transvestites. They're marching for sodomy. They're marching for the school board in New England. They had a school board meeting and in it they have a comic book of how to transgender and naked people for five-year-olds. And the parents that run the school came and said, we're not for this. And the school board said, end of meeting, we're done, and they walked out. We live in a godless society. But God so loved this world that he gave. He gave his son, his life, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Ephesians 2, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. Amen. Not of works, lest any man should boast. God loved you so much and he gave. Pardon me. He gave his only son. Yes, sir. Jesus Christ. Jesus who went to Calvary. Think of our life of our Lord. He came, he was born in a barnyard. A barnyard. And from that barnyard he was raised by his mother and dad. He was trained to be a carpenter's son. Pardon me. With that training to be a carpenter's son, they actually referred to him, are you not the carpenter's son? He had to learn obedience. But with that, they saw him at age 12 teaching the lawyers. And he began his public ministry at age 30. From 30 to 33, he had a ministry. Everywhere he went, he was working with poor people. Pardon me. He was working with people that were maniac of Gadara in Mark chapter 5. They tried to tame the maniac of Gadara. They did everything they could to tame him. But when Jesus passed by, everything changed. Yes, amen. He's sitting, he's clothed in his right mind. Now they're saying, get out of our town. We change you to this graveyard. You lived in the graveyard. We change you to those markers. But but now that you're in your right mind, get out. But that man went all over his city telling the good news. And 1 year later, Jesus came back to the town that they said, get out. And the whole town came to hear him preach. Jesus took care of a woman that was taken in the act of adultery. Everywhere that Jesus went, he was doing good. Amen. Jesus was healing the withered man, the halt man, the blind man, the deaf man. Everywhere he went, he was doing good. And then the day came, there was a trial. He was tried, an illegal trial, but they tried him. And they said, you're guilty. And Pilate's wife said, don't have anything to do with that just man. Don't deal with it. And Pilate said, I'm free from the fault of this. Oh, no, you're not, Pilate. Pilate washed his hands, and Jesus went, and he was bruised, and he was battered, and the cat o' nine tails, and they ripped out his innards. They placed him on a cross and nailed him and hoisted it up and threw it in a hole. They put a crown of thorns in with bamboo reeds. They began to beat it into his head. And he cried out from the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Because that's the reason he came. He didn't come to die in the garden. He came to die on a cross. And he was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes we are healed. Do you know him as your Savior? He can save you today from that alcoholism, from that adultery, from that pornography, from the drugs, from whatever it may be in your life. He can save you, and he must save you.
Amen.
Because he's not willing that any should perish. So I don't need to be saved. I'm a member of a good church. You may be a member of a good church, but you're not saved. I can be a member of the Moose Club, but a member of a Moose Club doesn't make me a moose. Are you born again? I know you're tired of it. God reached down in 1956, this fall, and he saw my burdensome heart. It was so full of sin. And I was standing next to my dad on that Sunday night. I walked down that aisle and I trusted Christ.
Amen. Praise God.
I wish I could tell you for these 68 years now I've lived for him, I haven't. I wish I could tell you I was flawless. I haven't been. I wish I could tell you that I've been without sin for 68 years now. But I battle sin. Like you battle sin, but I tell you what, I don't battle that I'm securely saved. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loves you today, and he'll save you. He'll give you eternal life. For by grace you're saved through faith. Saved. Are you saved? 1 Timothy 2:4, who will have all men be saved? All men saved. Titus 3:5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, teenagers, he saved us. All of you teenagers up there, are you saved? Has there been a day when you asked Jesus Christ to be your Savior? You don't need to go to classes for that. You need to recognize I have a condition. I was born in sin. I'm away from God. And the only way back to God, God and sinner reconciled, Jesus reconciles us.
Amen.
Jesus brings us back to God. Are you saved? I read the account of Richard Baxter. Richard Baxter was a godly man. He's home with the Lord for so many years. And he said, I'm so glad that God did not save Richard Baxter. My name is so familiar. There's many Richard Baxters. And he said, had that day that I got saved, I read in the Bible, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that if Richard Baxter, I would think it was a different Richard Baxter. But he said, it's not a different Richard Baxter, it's whosoever. Right. Whosoever meaneth me. Whosoever is anybody. Yes. Are you saved? I wonder why God 4 or 5 weeks ago would impress upon me so much John 3:16 today. I wonder why he would impress upon my mind to preach on this subject. You see, in this room, D.L. Moody said, the old evangelist from 1800, you're either S, saved, or L, you're lost. This morning, I'm going to give you an invitation. It's an invite to come and get saved. One reason you battle sin so much, because you've never been saved. One reason there's no victory, there's no conviction, is because you're not saved. Our Father, I don't have to be long today. We're either saved or we're lost. But God so loved this world that he gave. I'm so thankful for a loving God. A God that would give his only begotten Son to die on the cross for our sin.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.